All right, good morning. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case P23-067 regarding Ms. Catherine Mills. The time is now 10:07 on November 2nd of 2023. My name is Daniel Carthel. I'm the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves along with their title and their purpose. We'll start just by going around the table.
Brandon Eden, board staff.
Thank you.
Orlene Laura, investigations manager.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mark Harris. I'm the committee's legal advisor.
Thank you.
Brad Donay, committee member.
Thanks.
David Jeffers, committee member.
Thank you.
Hal Marin, committee member.
Thank you. Mr. Alvarez?
Jim Alvarez, committee member.
Thank you. Ms. Mills? Ms. Mills, you're still there?
Sorry, I muted myself. Kathy Mills with Mills Engineering.
Thank you. And Mr. Guffrey, did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, Chris here. I was just the customer with Ms. Mills.
Okay, thank you. So a few reminders before moving forward. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself before speaking so that it is clear who is speaking. This becomes important when we go back to the recording so we can know who said what. To avoid disruptions, if we could have all cell phones turned on to silent mode or turned off. It's more a reminder for myself than anybody else. So an EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We would like to ask all parties to conduct themselves in a professional manner. This EAC meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on January 2nd of 2023 related to a septic system design project in Phoenix, Arizona on or about June 3rd of 2021. This EAC meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I'm going to need to ask committee members if they have done so and are comfortable moving forward without having any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member by name, and then if you could signify yes or no on whether you're good to move forward or not. Mr. Jeffers?
Yes, I'm prepared.
Thank you. Mr. Danaeus?
Yes, I'm prepared.
Thank you. Mr. Alvarez?
Yes, I'm prepared.
Thank you. And Mr. Marin?
Yes, I'm prepared.
Thank you. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. Committee members and individuals called during executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside the meeting or after the session is complete. During the executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted starting with alleger and then moving to respondent. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Forward a little bit. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect and will receive a call from me once it's their turn for the interview. So we'll start with a ledger. We'll have Mr. Guffrey stay online for that as we move into executive session. Ms. Mills, when we move into executive, I'm going to have you disconnect, and then we'll call you back when it's your turn.
Okay.
Not just yet, though, just when we get to that point. At this time, I need to call for a motion from a committee member to move into executive session.
like to raise the motion that we go to executive session.
Thank you.
David Jeffers.
Thank you.
Al Marin, second.
Appreciate it. And we'll need to do a quick recall, roll call vote. Mr. Jeffers?
Aye.
Mr. Danaeus?
Aye.
Mr. Alvarez?
Aye.
And Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. We'll go ahead and move into executive session. It is 10:12 now.